Republicans were optimistic the justices would rule in their favor on the individual mandate, but the court deflated their hopes. Five justices ruled the individual mandate is constitutional under Congress's power of taxation, which First District Congressman Frank Ginta says is what he's been saying all along.
The one thing that the court has done is reaffirmed the position that I think we have had, is that this is a huge tax on the country. Now, there's 15 separate taxes within this bill.
The justices also ruled states can reject Congress's effort to expand Medicaid coverage. Democratic Senator Jeanne Shaheen is still studying the details of the ruling, but she says Congress may have to revisit that portion of the law.
People who really need that health care coverage, it's going to be important for us to take a look and see how we can help make sure they get the health care they need.
The House has already voted 30 times to repeal the health care law. And when House lawmakers get back from their 4th of July break, they're planning another repeal vote, though it isn't expected to go anywhere in the U.S. Senate. For NHPR News, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.